From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, it's anything you ever wanted to know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org. You can also tweet me your questions and answers this hour. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. It's Friday the 15th of May. We were out last week because, as you can probably hear, I have a little cold going on, so don't get it. But do call us at 800-933-5372 with your questions and answers this hour. So starting us off today, we got an email from Suvin, who wants to know if there's a store in the DFW area where one can test out chef's knives before purchasing them. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Jaime wrote to anything@kera.org. He says, ever since becoming a father, I've become more and more aware of what they put into the products I buy for my family. He says, something I couldn't wrap my mind around was tearless shampoo. He says, I can't really tell if it works or not, but even if it did, why would you not want the shampoo chemicals flushed naturally out of your eyes? He says, I was just wondering what about it makes it tearless in the first place. Does anybody know what makes tearless shampoo tearless? 800-933-5372. Let's see. We also got an email from Joe in Richardson, who says, on the northwest corner of Beltline and 75 in Richardson, there is a sign for a park. It's typical of official City of Richardson sign structure. He says, I believe it's called Rose Park or something similar. My question is, where is the park? He says, there's a green area literally the size of my living room with three trees and a bench. It's enclosed by three intersecting streets, and it's so small, I'm wondering why it even requires a sign. He says the sign itself takes up a quarter of what I assume is the park. Does anyone have any history on this tiny, he says, perhaps non-existent park? 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Speaking of parks, Richard emailed us and wants to know if the hole in Turtle Creek near Fitzhugh and Turtle Creek, I guess it's Avenue, is it for flood control purposes or just aesthetic reasons? He says, where can I find any information on it? That's right there where Turtle Creek becomes kind of, it widens out and it becomes kind of a lake, and then it's one of those circular spillway type drains that you see it also at Lakeside Park and, or Lake Cliff Park rather, in Oak Cliff. So I would imagine it's for flood control or to fill the lake there to a certain level, but we'll see if anybody knows the history of that park and that lake. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. We got this from Jessica in Denton, who writes, last weekend in Austin, she says, I ate at a restaurant that served fried hard-boiled eggs. Does anyone know if there's a place in the Denton or Dallas area where I can find fried hard-boiled eggs? And we'll be getting an answer because someone in the control room just said in my ear, I know this. 800-933-5372. Let's start today on the phones with Alyssa calling from Dallas. Hello, Alyssa.
Hello.
Hey there.
So it's not tearless shampoo. It's tearless shampoo. So it won't tear the hair. It won't snarl and rip the hair. It's not actually meant to be, if you get it in your eyes, it won't cause tears.
Really?
Yeah, I read something the other day on that, and I couldn't believe it, because I always thought it was tearless, but it's tearless, and it's the same spelling of the word, so yay English.
Okay, well.
So that's what I read. Now, you know, right. I think yesterday that I happened to come across that, and oddly enough, here's your question.
Well, you have the lucky, maybe the lucky misfortune of being the first the first answerer. So right now, that's the answer. That's the answer we've got.
See, there you go. Right. I will listen and see if anybody else has another answer.
There are already folks queuing up behind you. So thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Line open 800-933-5372. Thanks for calling. Don't make me do all the talking today. Seriously. Today, if you like to email or you like to tweet me, today go ahead and call because I'm fighting it a little bit today, folks. Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to John calling from Dallas. Hello, John.
Hi.
Hey there.
Yeah, I have an answer for the question on trying out chef's knives. Sur La Table will actually let you try out their chef's knives before you purchase them. They usually have cutting boards. They have some vegetables and things like that in there.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
line open, 800-933-5372. Email, of course, always open. Amy emailed us, anything at KERA.org, wondering if there are any regular meetings specifically in North Dallas where groups get together to discuss racial discrimination and racial issues. She says, I feel that regular discussions will aid the overall issue of personal and institutionalized racism. Well, there have been some city conversations, and the Dallas Faces Race Conference happened here last fall, and that's also been an ongoing. You might look up, Amy, Dallas Faces Race, because there have been ongoing conversations and discussions related to that event from last fall that have been carrying on into this year. So you might check and see if you can find some stuff there too. But we'll see if we get some answers for you as well. 800-933-5372. Up next on the phone, let's talk to Susan calling from Dallas. Hello, Susan.
Hi.
Hey there.
I have an answer to the tear-free formula of that baby shampoos usually.
Okay.
And they have an ingredient that actually numbs your eyeballs so that it doesn't hurt. But the ingredients are pretty harsh. And there's an alternative called California Baby that does not have any harsh chemicals in it. And it's also extremely good for cradle cap and a number of other little skin things that happen to babies. It's really expensive, but it's really nice stuff. And it's a good alternative to numbing your baby's eyes.
Very good. Thanks so much for calling.
Yeah.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's get one more on this from Bronwyn in Fort Worth. Hello, Bronwyn.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, doing well.
Good. Well, actually, your previous caller had the same comment that I did. I'd heard that there was a chemical that, you know, numbed the baby's eye, and that's why it was tearless. So she, and I didn't know if it was true or not, because a friend of mine sells organic products, and so she had told me that, so it looks like I had some, you know, someone else agrees with us. So that was my comment.
So I don't know if you heard our very first caller who said it was tearless, not tearless. It is tearless, right?
It's tearless, yeah. From my understanding, I have two little boys, and I've always understood it to be tearless, so.
Because we use, in my household, we use tearless dog shampoo.
Right.
And, you know, I wouldn't worry too much about dog hair, you know, being torn. Because honestly, one of the main motivations for bathing them is to get rid of some of that stuff. So, well, thanks for calling, Bronwyn. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks. Have a good afternoon.
Up next, 800-933-5372 is Kevin in Dallas. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, hey. I've got an answer for your listener looking for fried fried egg.
Okay.
I had to call in because I just picked up my lunch from this place. It's called Pak Pao. It's called, it's a Thai place, P-A-K-P-A-O.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got fried eggs that are insanely good. It's got like Asian twist to it, but yeah, it's really, really good.
And it's in the design,
really,
I think it's in
make,
the...
So you can obviously make it yourself.
And that's in the design district here in Dallas.
It is.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Of course, you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see, a bunch of emails have come in. Michelle says, yeah, it is. There is a chemical, an agent in the shampoos that actually numbs the eyes of children. The formula for these tearless shampoos and soaps is simply a milder version of the regular product. But Michelle says they're not so evil after all. So we got an email from Lindsay, who's producing the show today, that the fried hard-boiled eggs, she says they're called Scotch eggs, and they're available at the Abbey Inn. So look up the Abbey Inn if you're looking for deep-fried hard-boiled eggs. Let's see, Rob, who's listening on the sly at work, emailed us and says, I noticed that Tarrant County and areas west are still classified with some level of drought. How is drought status calculated or measured considering the area has had above average rainfall and most lakes are at or above full capacity? That'd be a great question to get answered on the show today. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. So we got an email from Dina in Dallas wondering, when will the White Rock Lake Dog Park reopen? It has been under refurbishment for many months, and I'd love to know the answer to that, too. It's fun doing the Anything Radio Show. 800-933-5372. Let's go next on the phone to Justin calling from Dallas. Hello, Justin.
Hi. I got a question about some ashes that we acquired. Me and a friend acquired ashes in an urn from an auction, and we don't know what to do with them.
Did you purchase just the urn, or did you purchase a lot?
Okay. That sometimes you don't know what's in it. And so, you know, we take it home, and there's and open up this little urn, and there's ashes in it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're wondering, you know, what do we do with it that's, you know, not, you know, disrespectful or going to be, you know, bad luck or something like that. I don't know.
That's an interesting question because you don't know who it is.
Right.
Right.
Well, we found a little memorial card in the lot.
Mm-hmm.
So we think her name might be Carla.
Is there any kind of contact information on that where you could contact the?
No.
Wow. So you have Carla, and you're wondering what's the appropriate respectful thing to do.
Exactly.
That's a good question. All right. Well, I'm sure we'll get some suggestions for you and we'll see if folks, let's keep it respectful, but, I'm sure we'll get some. I mean, there's no way to know. I mean, my first thought is, wow, maybe you can find a place that you think is a good place. But then you have the urn too. So it's kind of,
yeah,
it's a really good question. You might call around to some funeral homes and see if they have some recommendations for you.
That's a good idea.
But, you know, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
Right on.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Line open 800-933-5372. Email always open anything at kera.org. Cal and Ben Brooks wondering where to find lenses for the iPhone. I would like the wide-angle lens, but I don't want to shell out $100, Cal says. He says, I've already called some camera stores in DFW with no success. Anybody have any suggestions for Cal? And Paul in Arlington is looking for a store in the DFW area that carries Dutch foods and other treats from the Netherlands. Can anyone help Paul find Dutch foods and treats? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington. And we got this from Marge, who says, according to the Advocate Online magazine, the White Rock Lake Dog Park will reopen on May 30. So that's just a couple of weeks away. Thanks, Marge. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We'll be right back. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. I want to reread Michelle's email about the tearless shampoos because I misread it. I misparaphrased it here. She says, I have an answer for the new dad who is concerned about tearless shampoos, as I was also curious, she says, but for my dogs. And after some research, Michelle said, I found, contrary to popular belief, that companies like Johnson & Johnson have added an agent to their shampoos that numbs the eyes of our children. This is not the case. The formula used for these tearless shampoos and soaps is simply a milder version of their regular product. She says, so rest easy, new dad. They're not so evil after all. And Barbara has copied something from the Johnson & Johnson FAQ page, which is on the internet. And it says the assertion that chemicals are added that numb babies' eyes is totally false. The reason Johnson's shampoo formulas do not irritate the eyes is the mildness of the formulation, which has undergone extensive clinical testing and has proven to be gentle. So there you go. Got a tweet on this, too, from Jan. It says, according to Johnson & Johnson, numbing agents in the shampoo is a myth. It's less harsh detergents that make the shampoo tearless. 800-933-5372. Let's get a call from Summer in McKinney. Hello, Summer.
Hi.
Hey there.
I'm calling with a question. Mm-hmm. I had a small safe, and I kept some important personal documents in there, but also documents that my parents had given me that my grandparents used to own. And I didn't open it for 2 years, and then I opened it, and all the paper is covered in black spots, which I can only imagine is some kind of mold or something. And so I'm wondering if there's a service in the Dallas area that could clean the documents, because I don't want to attempt it myself when some of them are so old.
Yeah, you're looking for a paper restorer or a document restorer. So we'll see if we'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Mm-hmm. Line open 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Rollin in Dallas. Hello, Rollin.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, good afternoon.
Same to you.
There was a long article in today's Dallas Morning News about the drought and how they figure it and how the all of the information is put together. Drought is figured on both ground moisture, aquifer moisture, in other words, underground water, and the level of the lakes. Now, Dallas is no longer in drought, but some of the lakes, like Austin, is at 40%. Some of the San Angelo is still at like 10%. So the center part of the state is definitely still under pretty severe drought conditions.
Well, thanks for calling, Roland.
All right. Thank you.
We got an email from Andrew who says many West Texas lakes are still significantly below full level as well. I assume that's part of the reason. Boy, Twitter's exploding here. Let's see. Daisy says photojojo.com has wide angle and macro lenses for iPhones. And Daisy says for under $25. So there is that. Back to the phones, 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Sharon in Addison. Hello, Sharon.
Hello.
Hey there.
I have a question, and I've noticed this structure being built near the downtown toll plaza. It's adjacent to it. And so when I'm traveling north on the tollway, right at the toll plaza, there's this huge building that's being built. It looks like the architecture associated with SMU. And it's a very large building, but there is no signage on the building. And I was wondering if you knew what it was, or if perhaps it could be the old Parkland building being restored. I've heard that there's a massive restoration there and wondered if that's the building.
That's what it is.
Ah, thank
you. Yeah,
so
it's new construction associated with, and now, you know, we've been talking about this in our newsroom. That was old Parkland, right? But now there's another old Parkland because new Parkland has opened across Harry Hines from old Parkland. So now we're calling that old Parkland. So that's construction associated with the refurbishment of the original, you know, the old Parkland Hospital. It's a big facility. There are a lot of buildings in there.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Up next to 800-933-5372 is Mark in Denton. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey there.
Hey, I had an answer to the iPhone lens question.
Mm-hmm.
in Denton, there is a shop called Denton Camera Exchange, and they sell iPhone clips. They're not as nice as some of the $100 ones, but you can get them for about 20 bucks there, and they do wide angle and macro.
Very good. Thanks for calling, Mark.
Thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Of course, there's Twitter as well. You can reach me at Jeff Whittington. It's at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Chris emailed and said, if I heard correctly, someone asked about the tiny park in Richardson at 75 and Beltline. It says, according to the City of Richardson Parks and Descriptions webpage, it's Ruth Young Park, and it's 0.3 acres at Central Expressway and Beltline. It's described as a flower garden for viewing. Maybe that's the same park. Let's see. Larry in Fort Worth, just a thought. He says, but with the information available to the caller, there is no way to tell what species ashes are in the urn. It says Carla could have been someone's beloved Labrador retriever. That's true, although, well, I guess nowadays you do get condolence cards, don't we? I mean, we dress our pets up and they go to fancy hotels that are nicer than the places that we vacation at while we're on vacation so that we can Skype with them and everything. So maybe we do send condolence cards now for our pets. Let's see, Abigail has the perennial question, how to stop a fruit fly infestation. She says, I made traps with red wine vinegar, moldy fruit and vinegar with dish soap, which are all trapping them, but they are still everywhere. Any listener suggestions for getting rid of them completely and quickly? We've had the boiling water down the drain and the bleach in boiling water down the drain as well, or check the plants. If they're in the plants, maybe move them outside. It is that time of year. We'll see if we get some other suggestions. Beth says a great place for Dutch treats, candy, and groceries is Hank's European Deli and Bakery on Blackwell Street in East Dallas. It's spelled H-E-N-K, Hank's European Deli on Blackwell. A question from Katie, who says, the Fretz Park Library near Beltline and Hillcrest is currently undergoing renovation and is closed. Does anyone know when the Fretz Park Library will reopen? 800-933-5372. Let's go back to the phones and let's talk to Debbie calling from Dallas. Hello, Debbie.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing well.
I was thinking about the man with the urn of ashes.
Mm-hmm.
If he would put it on Facebook. I have seen other people put things on Facebook and they've been discovered by their long lost owner. And so I thought he might be able to try that.
Very good. Hey, thanks so much. They might also, I was also thinking about this as we've moved on in the show, contacting, you know, going back and contacting the auctioneer or the auction house and seeing if you can figure out where that lot came from. Although a lot of times I think those lots maybe come out of storage units that have been, you know, abandoned and, or, you know, they're collections of things that have been abandoned in rent houses or whatever. So it might be hard to backtrack that, but that's a great suggestion, Debbie. Thanks. Somebody may recognize the urn.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's go next to Michael calling from Dallas. Hello, Michael.
Hi, good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks for calling.
Jeff, I've got a legal question, and it's kind of it's kind of complicated. If you listen to me, maybe somebody out there will please give me some kind of an answer so that I can clarify the situation. I bought a car on eBay. I bought a 1982 Corvette Stingray, which is a classic. I paid $18,000 for the car. The guy represented the car as in mint condition, showroom worthy, blah, blah, blah. Just, you know, the list was endless to show that the car was genuinely a great buy. He also, funny enough, has a huge amount of positive feedback. So in other words, he has 100% positive feedback and has never had a negative, which gave me even more reason to trust everything he was saying. I get the car gets delivered to me. I couldn't even get it to the gas station and back. It was smoking horribly. The engine was running very rough. The whole car, I took it down to Corvette World of Dallas, who said that the car needs about $5,000 worth of repairs, and they also did a Carfax check on the car and found that this was a total car loss in 1986. Mm-hmm. It had got into a collision and has chassis damage. What is the legal, you know, what is my legal recall on this?
Well, I can't give you any advice, and I would tell you that that I'm sure you're not the first person to deal with this. And I would also say that any suggestions we get over the radio, you know, that you would run them by an attorney, because obviously we can't give legal advice over the radio. However, our friends at the Dallas Bar do give free legal advice a couple of times a month, and they're going to be taking calls on Wednesday evening from 5:30 to 8 p.m. And the way this works is it's a legal line. I usually try to remember when this is happening, and I looked it up. It's the second and third Wednesdays of the month right now. It's an anonymous legal telephone hotline where volunteer attorneys, and they're anonymous, by the way, will answer your legal questions for free. So you might call them. If you look up dallasbar.org, you can find information on that. So that's one place to get free legal advice a couple of days a month from an actual attorney. But, you know, the other thing, I mean, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you. And as I said,
maybe somebody, you know, hit this kind of, you know, stumbling block in the road before and can say, you know, I did this or this way. Mm. And I take some responsibility. I should have done a Carfax check on the car prior to purchasing it. And I think it was more of a, I was so excited. It looked great.
Right.
It's got 100% positive feedback. It looks like a great deal. And then suddenly this happened. So it's, you know, quite devastating.
Was the frame repaired? And are you keeping the car? Are you going to fix it up? And
well, this is the funny thing. Now it's at the Corvette World of Dallas, who are Corvette specialists, especially for the older classic muscle cars of that era. And it's actually got into their frame shop now, where they put all these special kind of plugs onto the frame, and they through a computer they can see how much they'd have to retwist or bend the frame to get it into the correct alignment. So, you know, it just seems to be snowballing from one thing to another. And, you know, having paid, it's not like I paid, well, $5,000 or $6,000 for the car. This is $19,000.
Well,
you know, so it's you know, you just feel that it's first of all, the guy should have represented the car correctly, told the truth. Otherwise, you know, it's just, what's the whole point behind eBay and buying fakes?
Well, you know, you can also, I think there is some recourse you can do with eBay, of course.
No, you can't. You can't. That's the crazy thing. Can you believe it? eBay and PayPal have washed their hands. Simply, PayPal goes, we do not, there is no recall on motor vehicle sales, which I was told there was. So PayPal is also unbelievable.
Well, Michael,
eBay itself said that any car over 10 years old, they will not, you're not under any warranty with eBay.
Well, Michael, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you. We've got to move on, but I will suggest that any suggestions we get, you know, grain of salt, because legal advice over the radio from strangers is that's exactly what it is. Let's go next to 800-933-5372 to Randy calling from Plano. Hello, Randy.
Hi there.
Hey there.
I had an idea for the lady that had the damaged paper that was locked in the lockbox.
Mm-hmm.
She could go to some of the larger libraries. They will have a library archivist who probably has had to deal with stuff like that in the past. And even if they haven't had to deal with it, they will know who to contact, because nobody preserves old papers more than the larger libraries do.
That's a great suggestion, Randy. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Up next, 800-933-5372 is Bill calling from Dallas. Hello, Bill.
Hey, how's it going, Jeff?
It's going well.
Listen, I got a question. I was riding Dart on the Green Line headed towards Buckner, and passing south of Fair Park, I noticed, being a train fan, a whole row of passenger cars, the double-decker, what they call superliners, and some other equipment. And I asked a rail fan friend, and he said, some time ago, a few years ago, you read about an article on the Dallas Terminal Railroad, and I actually went over there, and nobody around, and I was just curious if any other rail fans out there know anything about that. It's like a museum. It's a small property with all these passenger cars sitting there in various states of decay, an ancient diesel locomotive and a crane.
How long ago did you see these train cars?
About 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Because there used to be a collection there at Fair Park that picked up and moved.
No, this is, it's not the old age of steam that moved to Plano.
Right.
This is some other equipment and you're sitting there. And I just thought if there's another rail fan out there, and one guy told me, well, it was called the Dallas Terminal Railroad, but what terminal do they serve? It's just sitting there, weed grown, and I was just curious for Dallas Railroad history.
All right, well, we'll see if we get...
A lot of it disappeared, right, you know?
Well, Bill, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thanks, right, Jeff.
Thanks for calling.
Have a nice, rainy day.
All right, you too. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Wanda in Little Elm. Hello, Wanda.
Hi.
Hey there.
I had a... just other facts about the baby shampoo.
Mm-hmm.
The things that actually cause your eyes to sting in regular shampoo are sodium lauryl sulfate and sodium lauryl sulfate, which ironically in a stronger formulation is used actually as an anti-shark shark repellent. They'll spray it in the eyes when they're in the ocean, and it is one of the ideas to get sharks to go away from you.
Very good. Wanda, hey, thanks so much for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything@kera.org. You can also send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Take your questions and answers that way as well. And Cesar reminds us via Twitter that the Tarrant Bar, Tarrant County Bar Association, has a legal line as well. You can find information on that at tarrantbar.org. Cesar, thanks so much for that. Love to get your tweets at Jeff Whittington, your emails, anything@kera.org, or your phone calls at 800-933-5372. Stay with us. More of your questions and your answers on the way. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org. You can also send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. We got an email from Danny who says, as far as iPhone lenses are concerned, try Yugster.com or Rakuten.com. There sounds like there are a lot of online sources for low-cost iPhone lenses. Let's see. This is from someone who says, I have about 1,000 museum and gallery exhibition catalogs that I'd like to give away. We're about to move. Don't want to move them. My first thought would be to call the library and see if they'll come get them, because obviously if you don't want to to move them, you may not want to take them to the library, but the library, if it's in Dallas, for sure, the library takes, I'm sure any library would take those. And I know that some of the recycled places, Half-Price Books, recycled books and records in Denton will actually send a truck to get certain amounts of material. So you might check with them as well. Let's see. Kevin in Rowlett says, I have an antique tabla. He says it's a percussion instrument native to India. He says the skin of the drum needs to be replaced. Is there anyone around the Dallas area that can repair or reskin a tabla? 800-933-5372. Let's see. This is from, let's see, Audra, who says, it seems like Aldi carries some Dutch foods, sweets, and cheeses. And Audra says, I remember a German restaurant and store in Highland Park that sold German and Dutch foods, but that's all I can remember. That's probably Kubi's, the restaurant you're thinking of in Steiner Plaza. So maybe there's a couple more leads on Dutch foods. Let's see, we got an email from Ethel who says, I've heard that HEB will open a grocery store in Hudson Oaks. Does anyone know when the store is supposed to open? Armando says, I've been looking for a competitive running club in Fort Worth. Does anyone have a suggestion for a competitive running club in Fort Worth? And Stephen wants to know, how is rainfall measured? He says, I've always just imagined them placing a bucket out and measuring how much rain falls into it, but that doesn't seem entirely accurate to me. What do they use to accurately measure the inches of rainfall in an area? 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Spencer in Commerce. Hello, Spencer.
Hi there.
Hey there. Go right ahead.
So I am going to on a trip to Prague and Zurich with the university, and I'm wondering if I should pay to have a really nice camera like a Nikon or a Canon, or whether I should just buy a point and shoot.
Okay, well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you. When is your trip?
I leave Tuesday.
Oh, wow. Okay, so suggestions in the next 13 minutes would be in order here. So we'll see if we get some for you here in the last segment of the show.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. And hey, have fun on your trip. Line open 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Becky in Frisco. Hello, Becky.
Hi there.
Hey.
I had an answer for the problem with the fruit flies. Mm-hmm. We use all the same methods that she had mentioned with the apple cider vinegar and the wine. And the thing that worked the best for us was a banana peel in a Ziploc bag with the holes poked in the bag so the fruit flies can get in but not out. And then when all the fruit flies are collected, it's very easy to dispose of versus the wine where you have to deal with the saran wrap and the wine and the fruit flies and all that nasty stuff.
The old banana peel and the Ziploc bag trick.
It works the best.
Thanks, Becky.
Thank you.
Right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. We got this from David, who wants to know, can you recycle aerosol cans in Dallas? I guess he means in the city recycling. It's a good question. Vida emailed us and said, I'm starting to see more than a few bees coming in and out of the back of the house. Someone suggested starting with a spray from Home Depot or Lowe's. Does anyone have any other suggestions? It may take more than that. And actually, I don't think you're supposed to kill honeybees. You should have someone come in and remediate it. And I bet you can find someone who can do that. Texas Honeybee Guild is easily searchable online, and you might also just call some exterminator companies and ask them if they know anyone who'll come and take bees out of your walls. Let's see. We got a question from Tracy, who wants to know why you can't go into an English pub in the United States and buy English bitter. Tracy says, every pub in the United Kingdom serves it. Why not here? Does anybody know? And then Dave emailed us also about recycling. He says, I want to go green. I'd like to look really cool. So I found plans on the internet for really cool electric bikes that are made from recycled older bikes. Unfortunately, he says, I'm not able to build them because I live in an apartment. Is there a place that can build a bicycle frame for me from plans that I supply in the DFW area? Does anybody know, I guess, a bicycle frame fabricator where Dave can take his plans in and have the bike built? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's get another call here from John in Dallas. Hello, John.
Hello. Calling in about the place to get Dutch foods.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a place right behind the main Half Price Books called Hank's, H-E-N-K apostrophe S. And they are connected to Kubi's in various ways. And most of the Dutch stuff is now at the Hank's location. Very good source.
Very good. John, thanks so much for calling.
You are welcome. Right. Bye-bye.
That's the second vote this hour for Hank's. Let's see. Back to the phones, 800-933-5372. We find Michael in Cedar Hill. Hello, Michael.
Hi there. I would love to have those magazines that person was talking about for my art class here in Cedar Hill.
Oh, okay. Well, I think we've already got your info, so we'll pass it along.
You know, I think she might have got the wrong number. If I could talk to her one more time.
I'll put you on hold.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Michael. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. David emailed us and says, on those damaged documents, he says, I was able to recover handwriting from damaged documents by scanning the document into a computer and then using photo editing software to bring out the handwriting. He says, it's not an easy task, but it's less costly than trying to physically clean the paper. And yeah, I think that would work, David, but our caller, I believe, there was some historical or sentimental value to the documents that they wanted. They want to retain the documents. So thanks for the suggestion. We had an email from Alan in Bedford. This is for a question we had a couple of weeks ago about blocking callers on an iPhone or the call blocking app on the cell phone. And Alan says, if the caller has an iPhone, this feature is built in and does not require any other app. And something similar should be available on other brands of phones. It says, after receiving or placing a call, it doesn't matter if any connection was even made. Select the phone icon, select recents, select the little information, lowercase I icon to the right of the relevant log entry, scroll to the bottom and select block this caller. So there is a step-by-step on how to block callers on your smartphone. We had a question a couple of weeks ago about looking for a Christian Montessori school in the DFW area. And Rhonda says there is one in Lewisville, Texas, a wonderful preschool called Montessori Episcopal School on Old Orchard Road. She says my four kids all went there and had a great experience. So the Montessori Episcopal School on Old Orchard Road. And then we had that question about a slab headboard for a bed, making a slab headboard. Where to find slab wood for that. And Claire says, I looked for more than a year for a headboard slab and finally ended up in Rusk, Texas. It's East Texas, at Wilcox Timber and Lumber. And Claire says they have all kinds of slabs over acres of area. And they're at wilcoxtimber.com. So, Claire, thanks so much for that. Back to the phones, 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Josh in Flower Mound. Hello, Josh.
Hello. I had a recommendation for the individual calling about going to Zurich and the camera.
Yeah.
He or she should definitely get a good camera for a once-in-a-lifetime experience like that. You don't want to get there and then have a crummy camera and then wish you had bought a nice one. So I definitely advise them to get a great camera. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. It's one vote for a fancy camera. Tip tweeted me, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. He says, get a point-and-shoot for the Prague trip. It's too short a time to learn how to use an SLR. And with an SLR, you need expensive lenses to get shots better than the point-and-shoot. So Tip voted for the point-and-shoot. Let's see. We have one more here, David in Carrollton, about this. Hey, David.
The guy before the tip before me is exactly what I was going to say. I bought an expensive SLR and took it to Alaska, and I made all sorts of mistakes and got very few shots and wish I had just taken a camera I knew how to operate. And you're going to want both anyway, so you might as well take your time and learn when you get back from Prague, but take a point and shoot anyway. Buy one anyway for your current trip so you have both.
Hey, smartphones take really good pictures these days, too.
Exactly, especially if they go out and get those lenses that the previous person was talking
about. Which are a lot less expensive than an expensive SLR. So, all right, so we have two votes for the point-and-shoot, one vote for the SLR. And, David, thanks for playing.
You're welcome.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's see, a couple more emails we can get in here today. We had that question about Batik wax and where to find it. And Emily says it is a blend of paraffin and beeswax, apparently. There are lots of places online to get Batik dye, batik waxes and dyes. Emily says if the caller is interested in dyeing and creating their own fabric, they may want to check out Quilting Arts magazine. They just did an entire series of articles on the effects of different types of resists to dyes, not just waxes. And then John emailed us about the drought question. He says, drought is difficult to determine. However, several indicators are used by climatologists. Rainfall, snowpack, stream flow, crop moisture index, and others. They analyze the data over various time frames and turn that data into a comprehensible big picture. So it is complicated. Alyssa says, with all the rain Dallas has been getting, does anyone know of an indoor dog park in the Dallas or North Dallas area? There are several doggy daycare options, but I'm looking for something that has a dog park format where owners can stay and play with their dogs, which typically isn't offered at daycares. We've got a few minutes left. We may not get an answer for you this week, Alyssa, but maybe we will next week. Let's see. A couple more answers here from the phones. Let's talk to Jesse in Fort Worth. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, just a quick comment about the woman that had a camera, that point-and-shoot. Yeah. My recommendation would be getting a Canon Rebel XS. They're relatively cheap. They're the base model that Canon offers, and there is an option where you can click on it, and it will show it at the screen, and you can use it as a rough point-and-shoot camera at that point. Takes great pictures. Had one for a long time. Absolutely love it and recommend it.
Hey, thanks, John. Jesse. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We also got an email from Samra who says, I'm sorry, this is a tweet I got from Samra, who says, Nikon and Canon both make very good point-and-shoot cameras with zoom lenses and flash that are easy to learn to use. So maybe there's a middle road here. You know, you can get a Nikon or a Canon that you can use as a point-and-shoot, but you won't have to learn a whole bunch of tricks of the trade before you leave on Tuesday for Prague. I think Spencer was the one who called us. So Spencer, have a great trip. Hope this advice will help. Time for at least one more call. Let's talk to Sanjeev in Allen. Hello, Sanjeev.
Hi. Hi, Jeff. I have three answers for you.
Well, make them quick. We got about 30 seconds.
So the lady with the camera, there is a middle road. What she's looking for is a large sensor point and shoot, and that'll do the job of most SLRs, because SLRs just have larger sensors primarily. That's the main difference. Okay. RX100 that Sony makes is a good one.
Okay, Sanjeev. Sanjeev, we're almost out of time. Why don't you give us your other two answers really quickly?
Okay. Rain gauge is the thing used for measuring rain, and the listener can look it up. And then the third thing, English bitter. Bitter is nothing but English ale, and most pubs in the area do serve English ale.
Very good.
Thank you so much.
Sanjeev, right, thanks so much for calling.
All right, bye.
It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, produced by Stephen Becker, produced today by Lindsay Connect, engineered by Shelley Canavy. Fiona Norton answers your phone calls, and Christine McConnell produces the podcast. You can find the last 10 hours of show at kyari.org/anything. Just click on the podcast link to subscribe there at the top of the page, or you can just download them or listen to them right there on the page. And of course, you can email us questions, answers, comments, and suggestions at anything@kera.org. You can reach me anytime on Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And really appreciate you listening and for writing and calling in today, and hope everybody has a great weekend. We'll see you next week.